The National Enquirer is moving back to Florida because they couldn't cut it in New York. The editor has been escorted from his office and replaced by a former editor of the Weekly World News, which broke the story of the newly discovered cemetery for mermaids. And the publisher needs to reduce spending by $10 million because circulation is down. And I can't help thinking it's my fault. See, I'm a National Enquirer reader, and not just any reader. I am a member of the highly secret National Enquirer reader panel. Unpaid, but it is I and my colleagues who collectively decide what will be on the cover of each week's issue. Or somebody at the company analyzes our data and decides same thing. It is we who decide if Angelina is to be the big story on the cover again or whether somebody new gets the chance to break through and Angelina is shunted off to the small area above the title. Sometimes I give her the benefit of the doubt because she's done so much for the Enquirer's circulation over the years. Other times, I just can't get that excited about Brad being fed up and on the verge of leaving her or vice versa, unless there's actual proof right on the cover. Not that I doubt their investigative skills. Look at the New York Times, the Washington Post, anybody can make a mistake. I just want the cover that is going to sell the most copies. And sometimes I feel that Angelina and Brad and Maddox and Zahara and the unborn baby will do that. And sometimes I don't. You wouldn't guess it, but Regis Philbin comes up as a choice from time to time, either because he's retiring or being kicked off the show by Kathy Lee or Kelly Lee or Katie Couric, but I always vote him down. I just don't feel he is the best representative of the Enquirer's image. And then there are the thin people. Sometimes there are complete covers of celebrities who were too thin, but my favorite body image cover was the one with the weird people, like celebrities with big ears and stuff. I voted for the cover that made it that week because of the picture in the middle of Ashley Simpson with a forked tongue. Yes, it looked like a snake. Only the test picture didn't have the names of the celebrities, and I only voted for the one that showcased Ashley because I thought it was Paris Hilton. Paris imbues everything that is Enquirer, and Ashley is a fly-by-night. I just hope it sold well because I'd hate to be thrown off the panel for not attracting the right demographic. That's why I feel so guilty about the move back to Florida. While the inquiring reporters and paparazzi are busy chasing down fat, thin, liposucked, pregnant, and forked-tongued stars all over the world, it's my job to keep them in touch with the real people, the ones at the checkout stand who do or don't buy the magazine, and mostly don't if the move is any indication. Of course, maybe I would have done a better job if I'd been paid. Or at least won something. When they started the panel, they told us they were going to have prizes from time to time, with the winners chosen at random. And then they only had one prize, which I can't even remember what that was, except I do remember I didn't even want it. And then there was never another one, and I wrote them reminding them there were supposed to be random prizes from time to time, and they never answered me, unless their email got lost in transmission. And I don't recall signing any non-disclosure agreement so I can reveal all of this without being thrown off the reader panel. Unless I'm disbarred anyway for getting them into this predicament. Forget the prizes. I'll happily work for nothing during this tough transition, and I'll go easier on Angelina. And Ashley, she does have remarkable teeth. And maybe, just once, I'll give Regis his big chance. But if his cover doesn't turn things around, that's it. In times like these, we cannot afford to take chances.